Despise not one of these little ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of apparition of Saint Michael, and Saint Michael is the chief captain of God's saints against the devil. He appeared in Italy at the 6th century on the top of the mountain and requested a church to be built there where God could be worshipped and honor given to the angels. In the Mass, our Lord tells us today never to despise the little children, never show contempt to someone who is weaker than you. Since tomorrow there is no school, I'll tell you today about a Swedish saint whose feast day is May the 9th and who was in danger of being left in the obscurity because he was so modest and humble, but who by God's revelation received the high honor of sanctity on the altars of God. His name is Bishop Brynolf of Skara in Sweden, and he lived in the 13th century. He came from a noble family which was related to the royal house, and Brynolf had at least 6 younger brothers, several of which reached great fame in Swedish history. And it was decided early on that Brynolf should pursue an ecclesiastical career. That's why he received training at the cathedral school in Skara, and when he was a young man, he was sent to Paris to acquire future lessons. And around the year 1277, he returned to his home country, Sweden, and thanks to his family connections, he was put in a very high-ranking officers. And it was in the following year, when he was 38 years old, when he was nominated as the Bishop of Skara, which is Sweden's oldest diocese. Bishop Brynolf ruled his diocese with zeal and devotion for 38 years, exactly half of his life. But this bishop got into trouble with the king of Sweden named Magnus Ladulos. This king got extremely angry to Bishop Brynolf when Bishop supported a family whom the king had unjustly persecuted. So the king started to persecute the bishop in turn and even killed his older brother. This king was very, very much against the church, and he got an epithet, Ladulos, which means barn lock, when he relieved the peasants from their duty to support the bishops and the church when the clergy was traveling around the country, and he got his nickname from the familiar shout, "Peasants, lock your barns." Bishop Brynolf died eventually in the year 1317 in Skara and was buried in the cathedral. And he might very well have been forgotten after that. But 30 years after Bishop Brynolf's death, Saint Bridget of Sweden, another great Swedish saint, stopped at Skara Cathedral, where Bishop Brynolf was buried. Saint Bridget first thought not too much of this bishop. You see, she belonged to a noble family who was a bitter enemy of the family of Bishop Brynolf. In her childhood, Saint Bridget had heard bitter and hateful stories about Bishop's family, and they were in her house referred as the Viper family. But in Skara Cathedral, Saint Bridget now received a revelation where Jesus and Mary appeared to her, and they told her how great and good servant of God's church this holy bishop had been in his life. And Jesus and Mary also told her that they were unhappy about one thing. The Swedish people had been venerating all this time King Manius, who had so cruelly persecuted the church, as well as Bishop Brynolf, and they were unhappy that the people were venerating a false saint, not a real one. King Manius had not lived a good life when he was on earth, and he was in purgatory, not in heaven. Saint Bridget also saw Bishop Brynolf in heaven together with all the other Swedish saints, but King Manius was not there with them. After receiving this revelation, Saint Bridget at once rejected the cult of the fake saint and turned into supporter of Saint Brynolf, this bishop who was so despised by her own family. Saint Bridget's revelations were written down, and people began to turn to Saint Brynolf with their prayers, and many miracles started to happen. Swedish people wanted so much to see this true saint raised to the altars, so the Swedish king, who at the time was Erik, made a long and dangerous journey to Constance, and where the general council was attending, and made petition to the Pope that Bishop Brynolf might be raised to the altars and have Mass in his honor. And more than 50 testimonies concerned about 40 miraculous events were collected, and among these miracles of Bishop Brynolf were told that water was turned into wine, cripples were healed, blind had received his sight, the dumb began to speak, insane became sane again, lepers had been clean, and a stillborn child had been awakened to life so that he could be baptized. All these wonderful miracles might have been left to obscurity had there not been the good Saint Bridget and her revelations, which were Jesus and Mary told how great and wonderful servant of God Saint Brynolf had been. Dear children, from the life of this saint we can learn that God never leaves a good deed unrewarded. Like with Saint Brynolf, the world might sometimes disregard you, or even your own friends might not think too much of you. But God, your heavenly Father, and your guardian angel in heaven always sees you. They see you in your sorrows. They see you in your joys. They bless you when you do good and weep when you do bad. But finally, after your life has come to an end, God rewards you with a place in heaven. There you will see all the other friends of God, like Saint Bridget saw Saint Brynolf with other saints, even though she had not thought first too much of him. And so it often happens that those who were held high in very high esteem on earth will find themselves humbled in the sight of God and his holy angels. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.